Hi, Lit, I am Linus, and in today's topic, we're going to talk about information asymmetry in health. Actually, this is going to be the first episode of a series where we are going to talk about this main topic, which is information asymmetry. Information asymmetry is a concept that we are taking from economics, but as you will see, we are going to talk about very different examples in different areas and different topics that are very important for our life. For example, in today's podcast, we're going to talk about health. And you know that health is very important for our life. So we are going to see some examples of the information asymmetry within health. But before we get into that, I want to explain what information asymmetry is. Information asymmetry is mainly the power of knowledge. For example, I might know some things that you don't know, and that gave me power over you or over a context or over a situation. And that's the power of knowledge. That's the asymmetry of information, because there are things that I might know that you don't know. But we are going to apply this relationship between two people in several different topics. For example, in today's topic, which is health, we are going to use the relationship between a doctor and its patient. And there are obvious different asymmetry there. For example, one that we are going to talk about, and the main one that we are going to talk about, is about the treatment options for the patient. So the doctor knows the treatments, the doctor knows the symptoms, the doctor knows what the hell that really means. So the patient, most patients, don't know shit about anything about that. They don't even know what options there are. They don't know what the treatment means or what are the statistics or the rates of success for each treatment. So as you can see, there are a lot of asymmetry, information asymmetry, in that scenario. But I'm going to talk about four sources that can influence to increase this information asymmetry. The first example or influence that I want to talk about is about insurance coverage. And I'm talking about the insurance companies, specific in the area of health, so health insurance companies. And as you can imagine, health insurance companies has a great influence in this whole health industry. One of the influences that most people don't know, or most people don't care to know, is that they usually think that these companies, these insurance companies, lower the prices of the whole system, lower the prices of medical costs. That's a lie. That's actually marketing and misinformation. Because these companies, working as an intermediary for the system, the health system, and the patients, which are the clients, they're actually increasing the cost and making the whole procedure more complicated and complex. Not easy, but more complicated. So you can see that they're not that great as most people think. But when you ask a person in the streets or in your family or wherever, you will find the same answer, the same thought, that they think that the insurance company are actually providing a solution or helping the patients. And that's not what the statistics or the procedure itself show us. So what the hell is going on here? The hell that is going on here is actually this information asymmetry, because most people don't know a lot of the statistics, are a lot of the rates, are a lot of the procedures. They haven't experienced most of the diseases or problems with the treatments. Actually, most of them don't know something that happens internally in the health system. For example, one of the things happened, I don't know if this applies for every country, but I think it applies for most countries, if not all of those countries. What happens here is that the doctor is not going to recommend you the best treatment based on science. The doctor, when the insurance company gets involved, the doctor will recommend the best treatment that the insurance company can provide or coverage. So as you can see, or coverage, no, cover, the insurance company can cover. So as you can see, there will be a conflict of interest and the recommendations are not going to be science-based. The recommendations are going to have a lot of conflict of interest. It can be political interests about internal policies of the company, or it can be a conflict of interest, just monetary, which is financial or economic conflict of interest. And that's one of the reasons that we can see that this information asymmetry can affect us greatly, because we're not going to receive the best assistance or the best service in the whole health system, but we're just going to get the best or the second best option there is. So, as you can see, that can be a huge problem for ourselves, for our life, for our health. So what can we do? What we can do is to know how these procedures works, to know more about the treatments available for us, to know the rates, because let me share with you something that is very disturbing, and is when I ask a person who went to the doctor and he said that the doctor said that I should do this or that. When I ask those people why, how, where, anything, they just say, well, the doctor told me this and that. They don't know anything. I'm sorry, but that's negligence. We are talking about your life. We're talking about your health. We're talking about life quality. So if you don't know, you're just being negligent with your own life. You should know. You should know the success rates of the treatment. You should know why you are going to choose the treatment. If there are any other treatments or options, why we are choosing these instead of others. And you should know all this information. You should know basics of biology, functions, procedures. You need to know medical procedures, basic medical procedures. You don't need to be a doctor. You don't need to be a health professional. But you need to know what will affect you. You should need to know that this whole information that are very important for your context and your situation. And that's diligence. You should be diligent with this. And here's just an example. We're talking about insurance companies. And I know this is a more of a relationship between a company and its clients, but since we're talking about health, I just thought that I had to talk about it here. So I want to talk about second influence. We're going to talk for influence. The second one is about internal policies from the hospital, clinic, or health center, which is very similar to the insurance company. But here we're just focusing on the health center itself that has some policies, and you need to understand that this doesn't mean that they are bad companies, they are bad people who manage all these companies. They just have one interest, they just have their own priorities, and they work for them. And this is something natural that you should know, but most people ignore. They think, no, the doctor will help me, and they delegate all the responsibility of their life and their health to institutions or to doctors or to health professionals. And that's obviously a mistake, because third parties have their own priorities, have their own interests, and they have to fight for their own life and interests and dreams. So it's something that you can expect that there will be a conflict of interest. Therefore, you need to be diligent with your power, which is to take information so you can make a better choice. So here have a second reason or influence that you might find in this mess of a conflict of interest, which is the internal policies of the health center. A third influence that is very interesting is the own medical bias. So as you can see, there are a lot of doctors out there, and sometimes you will find, well, many times you will find that doctors have different opinions about the same topic. And that means that when the time comes and you have to make decision about maybe a medical option, a treatment option, the doctor will be a little biased about some treatments, and it can be a bias because they have been working with a pharmaceutical company or a pharmaceutical treatment or a new treatment, or they are just biased because they have a philosophy or they have aberration with some other medical treatments. I don't know. There might be thousands of reasons why the doctor can be biased. So the smart thing for you is to expect that the doctor will be biased about the treatment or recommendation or even scientific study itself. As we will talk next, there are a lot of conflict of interest, even in scientific studies, research and all of that. So you need to be smart about it, and you need to know that there will be bias. Instead of expecting the best of the doctor, because we're talking about your life, sure, the doctor can be real helpful, but that's just one source of information. You need to be prepared to understand what the doctor says, to understand why the doctor says so, and to make the best choice you can, because we're talking about your life. I will repeat that every single time because it's true and it's important to know and to remember that it's about your life. It's a decision that might change your whole life. So it's really important for you to know. Here's the four influences that I wanted to talk about. And it's about pharmaceutical companies. Again, here a great company where pharmaceutical companies are known to have a lot of problems with public perception because there are very known conflict of interest with pharmaceutical companies, and it's not that they are the evil or the devil. They are not that evil. It's just a company. They want to be profitable. It's something natural when we talk about businesses. And I will explain this in the next episode, in the next podcast. But you can get the idea why these pharmaceutical have some marketing strategies, some sales strategies, because they just want to be profitable and to keep growing. So it's something normal. Their priority is not the population health or well-being, and they also want to have constant clients, loyal clients. And you cannot create loyal clients by having one interaction. To create loyal clients, you have to have several interactions. And we are going to talk this deeper in the next episode, but here's the idea. There's obviously a conflict of interest, and sometimes, as you can see, or not sometimes, always, you can see that pharmaceutical companies are highly, highly connected to modern medicine and highly connected to our health system. So it's easy to imagine a conflict of interest there. And actually, these pharmaceutical companies have sponsored a lot of research, a lot of clinical studies that have this same conflict of interest. So even the doctors cannot be trusted because they can be deceived too with these clinical studies to make you think that the rates or the success rates of in particular a drug or pharmaceutical product can be useful when it is not, and maybe it can have some complications and the probability and the risks might not be exactly clear, and well, there might be a lot of conflict of interest and that can drive into a lot of problems. So you need to be smart about that. You need to know more about these studies and research. So what I do recommend, I recommend you to read more, learn more. There are a lot of videos, a lot of articles, posts, books. There are a lot of information, even podcasts, where you can get this information, where you can learn more and more. And sure, a lot of people say, but that's not exactly good because there's a lot of misinformation on the internet. And that's true, but when you start reading, really reading a lot, get this all information, then you, by or through time, you also develop, step by step, a better analytic way of seeing this information. So you will not be easily deceived with the information. You will know that what information, what articles are bullshit or have no scientific base or sustain or are not sustainable at all or are just illogical or very stupid, which you can find a lot of those articles on the internet. But by reading a lot, you will develop or improve your way of analysis of this information. So my recommendation still is to keep getting a lot of information, to keep reading, to keep hearing through podcasts, to keep watching videos, to keep watching a lot of information as the best of your capabilities, because it's about your health, which is very important, and I think it's completely worthy to get all this information, to get educated about this kind of topics, which are very important to have a high quality life. And that's basically the reason why I made this podcast, to talk about this asymmetry that you can find in very different relationships, particularly this one, which is a health relationship between a patient and its doctor. And the most responsible thing for you to do is to be diligent with the information that you obtain, so you can understand what that information or what that means, what the information means, and to be wiser on your daily decisions. By the way, if you want to subscribe and to receive all this free content, which are podcasts, video, articles, illustrations, spots, a lot of information for free, you can subscribe through WhatsApp and you will not miss anything. So you can go to the link lennox.me/en/WhatsApp. Go to the link and you will receive all the information and you will not miss anything. Besides, I want to thank the company Ulysses because they support all my content, all my work, and actually they're sponsoring all of my content. And that's the reason why I have been able to keep posting all this content. And if you like this content, then support also the company behind all of this. Besides, they have an app, which is a writing app, and it's the best writing app that I have tried. I love their app. I write my articles and books through their app. So I invite you to go through the App Store, search for Ulysses, which is U-L-Y-S-S-E-S, download the app and test it out and let me know what do you think. Finally, don't forget to stay healthy, keep learning, and see you in the next podcast. Cheers!